This recording, Brazil 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put it on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her key and headed from work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come a coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah learned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in Brasilia, Brazil. I am 21 years old. I love soccer. My girlfriends call me a monkey. I'm a college student in Hutchinson, Kansas. I made a bunch of friends in America. I really enjoy my staying here. The first time I came to America, I was an exchange student, and I didn't know any word in English at all. I didn't know anything. And it was hilarious because I would look at people and they keep talking, look like cartoons. Because I couldn't, like, as you just can get, like in my language, you do a lot of gesture. And here you don't do as many. So it just sounds like a cartoon thing that you can't understand. So I started learning English, I think for 2 months after I was here, with no contact with Portuguese, I started to, you know, put things in my head and put things together. And Pai nosso que estais no céu, santificado seja o vosso nome, venha a nós o vosso reino, seja feita a vossa vontade, assim na terra como no céu. Pão nosso de cada dia nos dai hoje, perdoai as nossas ofensas, assim como nós perdoamos aqueles que têm ofendido. Não os deixeis cair em tentação, mas livrai-nos do mal. Amém.